Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1654 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. National Pencil Company, on Saturday, April 26, 1913, between 11.30 and 12 o'clock. I know it was that time because my wife left before 12. While I was standing there, Mrs. May Barrett came down the steps from the floor above and met Mrs. Maud Bailey on the second floor, and they went on down the steps toward the front door. I did not see them go out the front door, but I saw them leave the office floor. Dr. Russell D. Stallings, sworn for the state. About 3 weeks ago, late in the afternoon, a lady came in and asked me to let use the telephone. After she got through using the phone, her conversation with me was as follows. I know in my own mind that Frank did kill Mary Fagan. He is one of the meanest men I ever had any dealings with. I worked for him, and I know him. None except young girls and them good-looking can get a job with him, and they have to do as he says or they can't hold their positions. I left because I would not do as he wished. My mother works there now, but she commenced after Frank was locked up. I was a witness at the trial. I asked her her name, and she told me her name was Mrs. Maud Bailey. J.A. Bledsoe was present during this conversation. I have seen same lady and found her name to be Mrs. Maud Bailey. W.A. Quinn, sworn for the state. I am acquainted with the general character or reputation of Mrs. Maud Bailey, and that character is bad. I have two daughters working at the Swift Soap Works, where Mrs. Dot Bailey worked, and Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey's reputation was so bad that I went to Mr. Dot Horns, assistant superintendent of the Swift Soap Works, and told him that if he didn't get rid of Mrs. Bailey, that I would remove my two daughters from the factory. A short while after that, Mrs. Dot Bailey was discharged. E.H. Duncan, sworn for the state. I am acquainted with the general character of Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey. I used to work at the same place she did, and I know her personally also. Her general character in the community where she lives is bad, and I would not believe her on oath. J.A. Adkins, sworn for the state. I am acquainted with the general character and reputation of Mrs. Dot Maud Bailey. That character is bad, and I would not believe her on oath. B.H. Holt, sworn for the state. I live at 117 Wells Street, Atlanta, Georgia. Next door I live Mrs. Maud Bailey and Mrs. May Barrett.